Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pump food paired with local beer.
Carolina is fortunate to play Wake Forest just one time at home. This is our Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. In the wackadoodle ACC basketball schedule, every team faces eight opponents only once, four at home and four away. Who knows what the format will be next season when Cal, Stanford, and SMU join the conference. The Tar Heels' four standalone home games are against Louisville, a win, Wake Forest tonight, Virginia Tech on February 17, and Notre Dame on March 5. Their single road games are at Pitt and Boston College, both wins, at Georgia Tech on January 30, and at Virginia on February 4. Don't try to figure out the quad system because a quad one opponent today may turn out to be a quad two team on Selection Sunday and vice versa. So let's just keep winning and stay in front in the ACC race. You want to play single games on the road against weaker competition and the single games at home against tougher opponents. And Carolina has that tonight against Wake Forest, which is 42 in the latest net rankings as a quad two team right now. So it's a good thing that there is no return game at Joel Coliseum in Winston-Salem. The Deacons look to be the third-best team in the ACC right now with a 5-2 conference record and 13-5 overall. They could show up as the best offensive team the Heels have faced in the ACC so far, the only team with two players among the top 10 scorers in the league, Hunter Salas and Kevin Miller, both averaging more than 17 points per game. Salas is also the 10th best in field goal accuracy, while Miller is number 7 in assists. Of course, Carolina has the top scorer in the league in R.J. Davis and the best rebounder in Armando Bacot. Wake is also number 1 in free throw percentage, while UNC is only 5th despite having the best foul shooter in the ACC in Davis with just under 95%. The Deacons are tied with Miami as the best three-point shooters at 39%, while the Heels defend the arc the best, holding foes to only 29%. The wild cards for Wake Forest are two players coming back from injuries, three-point shooter Damari Monsanto and 7-foot Efton Reed III. Monsanto shot 41% from the arc last season, second best in the ACC, and Reed transferred from Gonzaga where he shot 62% around the paint as a sophomore and will provide Coach Steve Forbes with much-needed rebounding help. So this is a game the Tar Heels need to go 8-0 in the ACC and hold on to a two-game lead in the conference race. And hopefully they will be glad they don't have to go back to Wake, thanks to the ACC's confusing scheduling model. This is our Chansky. See ya at the Casual Pint.